New Orleans roots are diverse. This summer, Nola V is speaking with members of different communities that have woven their unique strands into the local culture. Today, Brian Friedman speaks with Raphael Sadi, an event coordinator for Andela, the Nicaraguan Association of Louisiana.
The majority of Nicaraguans came here with the exodus of the war, of the civil war in Nicaragua between Somoza and the Sandinistas. And of course, Miami was the first stopping city, and eventually they spread themselves out to New Orleans because it also offered a nice connection to go abroad or travel back and forth. So that's how the majority of the Nicaraguans got here with the exodus of the civil war in Managua.
In what ways have you seen either Nicaraguan culture sort of rub off on New Orleans culture or vice versa, New Orleans culture influencing Nicaraguan culture?
Well, that's one of the jobs of the Nicaraguan social organization has, is to continue to promote that culture. And there are several events that have taken place through the years by different organizations, whether it's by participating in a pageant. But one interesting event is what they call the Saint Dominic. It's called Tope de Santo Domingo. And basically, this is where in Managua, Nicaragua, this little statue was found in the valley there. And it was brought down to Managua, and the priest put the little statue in the church. Somehow the statue disappeared, and my God, they found the statue back where it was originally. So it's a 10-day festivity. By the time the saint comes down to the city and the party, and they're taking it back. Well, here, us the Nicaraguan, we cannot take 10 days of partying. So we do it in one day, and we try to keep that culture up by showing the folks, not only in all other communities, but more important, keeping those Nicaraguans kids that are born here in the United States not to forget their culture.
Unfortunately, Americans tend to be a little myopic, and we tend not to know as much about other cultures as we should. And is there any aspect of Nicaraguan culture that Americans really don't know that you wish they knew?
Well, one of the things is when I was growing up studying in Nicaragua, one of the things that they first taught us was the history and the geography of the world. Nicaragua was the last one that we learned. Here, they don't teach us anything about abroad, but just, you know, about the United States. So some folks don't realize the ties of Central America and Nicaragua had with the United States. So there is a lot of things that sometimes our folks here need to understand, that we bring this culture with us here, and we don't forget what the United States did to us.
Interesting. One more question. It's hard to encompass this in one answer, but what's Nicaragua like today? I mean, is it prospering? Is everything stable? What are your thoughts on it presently?
Well, presently right now, there is a lot of turmoil taking place in Central America itself. The government right now in Nicaragua has opened the doors, and they have a tight control of what takes place in the country, and perhaps this is what's making it safe, because you cannot do nothing without the government approval. So it's not like it's what we would call the old days a communist country. No, it's not. I think it's a socialist type of business country. So it's opening the doors to everyone. So right now, according to statistics and to travelers, Nicaragua is the safest country right now to travel to.
Raphael, thanks so much for talking to us. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me here.